septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeting local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home from participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C. Surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers, the experience was about more than just historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as a warm welcome home that may never have been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a few days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer today announced the allocation of more than $18.9 million in federal 9% low-income housing tax credits to support the creation of 603 new affordable housing units across 13 developments in 9 Michigan communities. Funding was awarded to 2 housing projects in Bay City and to 1 in Port Huron. The New Market Commons 1 project and New Market Commons 2 each received a credit award of $1.65 million for the development of 60 affordable housing units. The Robincrest project in Port Huron received a credit award of $1.611 million to be used to create 48 one- and two-bedroom units for households. The LIHTC program is the nation's primary tool for financing the development and preservation of affordable rental housing. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the probable cause conference for Charles Fred Martin. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer. Martin could waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty. The proposal included a one-year delay of sentence if restitution was paid for before the plea. Successful completion would result in a conviction for embezzlement, a one-year misdemeanor. Additionally, Martin would agree to a 30-day bond revocation during the delay. Defense Attorney Dallas Rooney stated he had just received the paperwork and needed to review the offer with his client. Consequently, the preliminary examination will proceed as scheduled. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that newscast was sponsored by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.